you doing, man?
All right, how you doing?
Good.
Posters first?
Yeah, you do.
I don't have wall space for these bad boys no more, man.
No. I'll take some off CBB.
Huh?
I said I'll take some off you.
Got you.
Here's Dustin Poirier, UFC 299 co-main event, five-round fight. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, getting there is one thing. Staying at the top, fighting these killers over and over again is it's just a testament to my work ethic and my commitment to being the best fighter I can be. You know, it's hitting 30 UFC fights is a pretty big deal to me. You know, I'm not fighting for money. Money's great, but like, why am I getting up and running these miles and getting beat up at the gym and pushing myself and going to sleep hungry? And the answer to all those questions is to test myself. Let me fight this young man who has fire in his eyes. You know, he's a young lion who's finishing people. Let me put myself in front of this guy and see what happens. I know I still have it, but I want to prove it to myself.
Congrats on your 30th fight. I mean, I do think that is incredibly remarkable. So congrats and enjoy, bro.
Yep.
O'Malley joins Stephen A. and Shannon right now.
What can the fans expect? Can they expect you to finish this fight?
Yeah, that's always my goal is to finish the fight. But Cheeto's never been dropped. He's never been submitted. He's never been finished. He's got 25-plus UFC fights. He's a very, very tough, durable dude. I think he has, you know, the most knockouts in the division, or he's up there. So this isn't an easy fight by any means. I know I'm hearing a lot of people say, you know, this is going to be an easy fight for me just because I make fights look easy.
The one and only UFC bantamweight champion, Sean O'Malley, right here. Sugar Sean O'Malley, right here with Shannon and Stephen A.
How are you, buddy?
What up, Harry?
How are you, buddy?
Harry himself.
Good to see you. What's up, Harry? Boys, the champ is here.
Good to see you. The amount of chicks here, hot chicks here, is insane though. We went to some random grocery store and there was like four chicks that were just dimes.
We just had Sugar on the Full Send podcast. We try not to ask him the same that he's being asked all week. Sugar just seems dialed right now too. He's always dialed before a fight. He's really good at locking in, I think, because we're friends with him. We try not to bother him when it comes time to fight, but he just seems even more locked in than normal, which is, yeah, I'm pumped for him.
That's a good pod, boys.
One more and then I get to eat and drink some water.
MVP, newcomer to the UFC. Do you think he's left it too late to have a UFC run?
Yeah, to have a full-blown UFC run, I think he has left it too late. But to still have fun in here in the UFC and do his thing, he comes here, gets a little bit more clout, maybe he goes out and tries to make a few extra bucks. But I f*** his teeth up, and he ain't doing none of that, so.
If I get the chance to, I'll pass on that message.
Yeah, just share the video.
There you go. Thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
Legend.
All right, guys.
Feeling great. Show is coming. I am ready and hungry. Can't wait when you step to octagon and show my best skills.
Hi guys, we are back in Miami. UFC is back to Miami, so I'm super excited. It's fight week, so I can't wait. Amazing card, stocked with super talented athletes, fighters. The main event, title fight online, Dustin Poirier. That's a good card. Can't wait to see you here, UFC 299.
Start off Fight Week. We're really excited to welcome you to our game tonight. A great collab of Miami to Miami.
Thank you. Wow. Look at that. Dorinho representing Miami. Look at Robocop. Wow.
Let's go.
We at the Kaseya Arena for the Miami Heat game. All the boys right here at the bio, everyone warming up. We at home. So a good warm up for the fights on Saturday. Woo! I like it, I love it.
É um treino mais solto, né, pra poder se adaptar com o clima, mas o treino foi, na verdade, a gente não treina solto, né, a gente fala solto assim, bom modo de dizer, porque não existe treino solto. Afia um pouco mais a trocação e tô preparado pra tudo, né, também o juiz também, né, que tem que estar alinhado também. O Cantibre é um cara muito experiente, né, todo mundo sabe, e a gente vai ver qual é o melhor mesmo, né, quando fechar as postas do cage ali, a gente vai ver qual é o melhor grip. E ver quem vai ser ver quem tem mais força lá dentro. Mas o que eu espero nessa luta é mostrar o meu índice novamente de finalização de nocaute, né? É, já que a galera já tá acostumada com isso, então a gente vai lá buscar isso aí. Tchau!
The number one sensational striker for me, the Spider Anderson Silva.
Perfect.
we do that one more time?
I had a phone. Yeah. God, that was perfect, bro. Man. It wasn't me. God. Damn, man. Now I'm going to mess up everything else.
Can you just explain some of the traits you'll see in a sensational striker?
The timing. I know how difficult landing those type of shots. Obviously, Sean O'Malley against Aljamain Sterling for the title. You never know when a fight's going to finish, and that shock factor, that makes him exciting.
Perhaps the best highlight reel of any mixed martial artist ever, Michael and Venom Page. Do you agree with that?
yeah, I like that. I'm gonna keep that title, definitely.
Getting to show out, that's kind of what this is about. And that's 100%. Why this is such a big fight.
100%. Like, this is the one moment where you feel amazing. There's nothing to do apart from just release all of that stress that you've put into your body out onto your opponent. And it feels great to do so.
Cheers.
What's up, brother?
How are you doing, my bro?
You are?
Yeah, very good. Very
good.
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
Hi. Where are you? Oh, wow.
What's up, guys?
So, Sean, welcome to Miami. Pretty in Pink this week. Talk to us about the custom shorts and how that came to be.
Yeah, I shot over a little favor. I mean, I did a crazy thing going out there knocking out Aljamain Sterling. All I asked for was, you know, can I get some pink shorts? And they made it happen.
Hi, Sean. Will you share with us your honest opinion about Cheeto?
Well, yeah, we talked in the DMs a little bit on Instagram. Have you guys had him up here yet? Ask him what we talked about. See what he says. Cheeto!
Sean said you guys have been DMing ahead of this fight on Instagram. And he told us to ask you what the conversations were like on the DMs. So.
I mean, he's a weird guy, dude. I get it. I mean, one of his main tools is get on people's head. But good luck with that. But, I mean, I'm going to f*** you up and I'm prepared for Saturday night. So I'm going to kick his ass.
Literally about 120 credit media, 40 of them are from Ecuador, so literally one third are here to cover you. Do you feel like you enter almost the UFC 299 with a bigger purpose?
I believe I try to find bigger purposes than just the hype and fame or money, but for me it's just by showing the people that with hard work and dedication you can really achieve your dreams. A win on Saturday night will definitely give my country something to hope, something to be happy for, and something that hopefully can change things.
Switch your stance. I feel great, man. Feels good. Gloves are great. Shorts are beautiful. And I represent the country, right? They make me. So I like to switch colors, but yellow is my main one. I'm ready to go.
Sean, where are we at right now?
Saatchi, manager. I'm gonna see if I can get a $100 gift card.
How you doing, man?
Morning.
Camila, welcome to the villa.
Oh, pleasure. Welcome.
Yeah,
welcome.
Thank you.
Sweet. So we scouted some locations.
We are at Gianni's at the villa, formerly the Versace Mansion. Yeah. This is probably one of the most iconic landmarks in Miami. So we brought Sean here because he's very stylish, very into fashion, and nothing screams fashion in Miami more than this historic location. We got very lucky to be able to make this partnership with them today.
You look very in place right here, I'll say that.
Yeah, I feel like it. I feel at home.
No more.